In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Great to have you with us, everybody. It is Tuesday, the 12th of May today. And please, stop me if you've heard this one before, all right? The stock market's doing really well. Silicon Valley and online anything, really, is the space to be in. And AOL has just gotten bought up in a multi-billion dollar merger. Sound familiar? Yeah, I thought so. In a deal with faint echoes of the, I do think it's fair to say, disastrous AOL Time Warner merger of 15 years ago, Verizon said this morning it's going to buy AOL for $4.4 billion American dollars. Our tech correspondent Molly Wood is here to unpack this whole thing a little bit. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai. How are you?
I'm good. Help me understand, though, what this deal is all about, would you?
You know, this is a deal about Verizon realizing, like AT&T and Comcast realized before, that they can't make money by being a plumber. They can't make money selling right. access to the internet, whether it's wireless or broadband internet. And they're trying to figure out how they can get into the super hot mobile video and, more importantly, mobile advertising space.
And that's what AOL does. The AOL has some secret sauce on mobile ads.
AOL does. They have very good technology for what is called, this is very much the hot thing right now, programmatic advertising, Ooh. Which is finding a way to take a mobile video and put it in exactly the right place with exactly the right ad in front of it to get that targeted demographic. They're very good at that. Yeah. And they've also invested a lot in original content. So Verizon is interested in maybe putting out its own mobile video service, getting subscribers attracted that way, and then, of course, making a lot of money by selling ads on those videos.
Without getting too far down into the weeds, why is programmatic ad placement or whatever you said so hard?
It's hard because it's hard to find the users where they are. So AOL made some good investments. They bought a company called 5min, which does video distribution and uses data from other websites to make sure that videos are reaching the right audience. But it's sort of hard to know who those audiences are, how often they're watching, yeah. and when they're watching. And that's where the ad technology part comes in.
If I am not a Verizon subscriber and I get my internet from somewhere other than AOL, as most people do, what does this deal mean for me?
It might mean something to you if you are a Verizon wireless customer. Mm-hmm. So if you get your cell phone service through Verizon, then all of a sudden you might have a new internet streaming video service. Now, Verizon has said that they want to launch basically a mobile TV service as soon as this summer. So if you're a subscriber already, you might benefit from that. And if you're with AT&T, you might be tempted to go to Verizon and check out this new streaming service. It might also mean on the back end, if you are a user, that they start tracking you a lot more closely than they already have been, which I should say is a lot.
Yeah, is really closely. was your thought the same as mine when you heard about this thing this morning, which was, oh, my God, AOL in a deal. It's a bubble. What are we going to do?
Kind of. Yeah. Although it's a pretty.
I mean, it's
big
a total. Yeah, it's a totally
AOL.
Different beast, right? And it's not $100 billion and all that stuff. But still.
Yeah. Well, it says something about the excitement around ad technology. That has been something that people are legitimately calling a bubble because there's such desperation to figure out the right technology to target ads, to make sure they're being delivered, to make sure people are seeing them. And yeah, everyone is trying to be both the content provider and the platform. But I got to give AOL some credit because they built up what I think most people thought was a carcass that first bubble merger into a pretty legit ad tech and content company. And that's an expensive and difficult task.
Really quickly, before I let you go, there is some ancillary content on the AOL side in this deal. I'm thinking Huffington Post and TechCrunch. That just kind of probably gets spun off and it's not the guts of this thing.
That's the speculation, is that some of that content will get spun off. And to be honest, regulators, as they look closely at this, they might say they have to spin off the content, that it's a little touchy for Verizon to be in the content business. But both of those sites produce video, so Verizon might want it.
Molly Wood, she is our senior tech correspondent. Thanks, Molly.
My pleasure.